on this Martin Luther King Day, the University of Redlands is hosting something rather unique, a Beyoncé Mass. Yes, we are talking about the pop star Beyoncé. I spoke with the creator of the event, Reverend Yolanda Norton. It doesn't set out to deify Beyoncé, but rather it springboards from a course she teaches, Beyoncé and the Hebrew Bible, in trying to reconcile the life of a strong woman of color today with women in biblical history and women today.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm going better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer.
Why does the text present some people one way and others another way? And I'm also really concerned about reception history. That is, how have these stories been picked up over the course of modern history and used to form particular stereotypes? In this case, about women of color more broadly, but specifically about black women, right? And so when we talk about things like the strong black woman or the Jezebel, right? Like, where did these things come from? How are they connected to the biblical narrative, or how are they a misinterpretation of the biblical narrative? And what does that mean for the kinds of psychological and physical struggles that black women have had based on what is a deep love for many of us as black women for the Bible and for our faith? What's really important to me, for my students, for black women, women of color more broadly, is to create a new kind of conversation about scripture and a new kind of God talk that doesn't place unhealthy expectations on women of color and doesn't promote patriarchy, racism, homophobia.
Yes. So what you're talking about, it seems something akin to something that some contemporary churches, using less traditional tunes and services, trying to draw in a younger crowd, making something more fun. Because I did see some clips of one of the Beyoncé masses, and there were people having a great time.
Yeah, so this is not something that's foreign or new, right? People have been using Marvin Gaye and U2 and all kinds of artists in worship service, you know, for decades. I don't know that it's new in that way. I think what sets this apart is you don't often see the church being willing to grapple with a black woman as the core of this conversation and right. So explicitly do it, right? So we cherry pick songs. You maybe don't name something about the artist who's composed the song, but it was really important because Beyoncé is a black woman, because she represents what it means. She is created in God's image, right? It was really important to acknowledge how she fits into this conversation. I wanted to do that. And yeah, at the worship service, people were having a good time being their fully embodied selves in this worship service that made room for them to dance, to laugh, to cry. We did all of these things with the hope that people were drawn into a community that was held and is held by God.
And celebrated around and through Beyoncé. The Beyoncé Mass will begin at 7 this evening at Memorial Chapel on the University of Redlands main campus, 1200 East Colton Avenue in Redlands. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KBCR News.
I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I will survive. Keep on surviving.